Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
It's lonely at the top. Ask the witches. They know. Find out a bunch of surprising number ones in this Bad Witch-fueled quiz show. And now, Lisa, Shelley, and Daryl.
Hey, witches. Are you ready for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch?
I sure
the
am.
World's most popular podcast? Question mark?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming to our show. We really enjoy performing it for you. I am your good witch, Shelley Majors, and across from me is my best friend, the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And her fabulous husband, the man witch.
Yep, in the house.
We are here to talk to you about stuff, and we would say that we also listen and it's interactive, but you're not here.
No.
So it's just the three of us for right now.
We listen to each other.
Well, for sure.
I've been told sometimes. It's like we're there with them when they listen to us.
I've heard
they
that.
Say so. That. Like we're in their living room having a fireside chat.
Yeah. I actually heard one person say that they felt like they were a fly on the wall listening to the most popular girls in the room.
Oh.
And I was like, that's nice. Very sweet.
Were you and I not working that day?
Popular girls?
Yeah. Well, I think this was way back when you just did the minute.
Yeah,
oh,
that
like
makes sense.
Two episodes in, and then after that, I...
Well, I love hearing that, because that was kind of the point at the beginning, because we would always just kvetch and bullshit and stuff while you were doing my nails, or, you know, while you were at my work, and we would have conversations where people say, I want to hang out with you guys, and it's like, well, how about we start a podcast, and then you don't have to smell us.
And then I just don't have to leave my house either, which
exactly.
is lovely.
We're very comfortable.
We can have our dogs here.
Yeah.
They're part of the show, so
it's
all good.
It's the best job I've never gotten paid for.
Right?
Well, that's not true. You volunteer with the puppies.
Yeah, this is fun community service.
That's not really a job, though. That's volunteering. Yeah. This feels like a job.
As far as the hours put in, yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, not in a bad way, because I like my job, too.
Sure, but we have to pay dues.
Yeah.
I love the commute for you guys.
Yeah, the commute is so easy.
Did Lisa tell you about my dream?
No.
I had a dream that you'd said, you came and were like, you're like, okay, guys, now that I'm set up and everything, I don't think it's fair that I've always had to come out to your place and stuff. So we're packing it up. I'm going to take it, and we're going to do it in my mom's basement, you know, stuff. And so I was like, all right, you know. So we get to your house. I'm over there playing with the little toys and stuff. You're like, come on, we have to do our
Fisher
show.
Fisher Price. Yes.
No, but I woke up. I go, wait, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Now we got to commute? No.
It would just be the banner way behind him.
Yeah.
I know. Well, so we're stuck here. So we're in the studio right now, and we've got a good show for you today. It'll be fun for all of us, because Daryl and I don't know what's happening necessarily.
No.
Lisa has devised a game for us. She is the game master, and that's a G-A-M-E, not a G-A-Y, but she's good at everything,
games.
So that's fine. She's got a Subaru and some Hey Dudes.
Yep.
So we're going to play a game today, but before that, guys, can I tell you what I think about the Olympics this summer? I love the Olympics in general. But it's been extra special for us, kind of like when my niece Megan was playing college basketball. Mm-hmm. We were on a family group text, and we would all text each other. It's like, oh, she did 3 points from the middle or whatever. She's gone downtown, whatever. Mm-hmm. Basketball talk, we know.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'd make fun of the other team's name and all of those things. Well, I think I already told you guys this, but Brian went to school with Taryn Close's dad. He went to high school with Taryn Close's dad. Taryn Close and Kristen Nuss are the beach volleyball players.
Oh, yeah.
Is she the tall one or the shorter one?
Yeah, she's the tall one. She's 6'4", and I think Kristen Nuss is 5'6", 7'8".
Yeah.
Which is short for beach volleyball.
Yes.
And then, of course, there's the other USA team. Mm-hmm. So we got out against Canada in the top 16 Sunday, maybe. And then the other two women got out against Switzerland, I think, a few days ago. But anyway, it has been so fun to watch, and they're just such a dynamic team, and it just made me feel so patriotic, and it's really cool, because apparently she comes from a really nice family, and her dad's great. Her dad and all of her brothers and stuff are almost 7 feet tall.
Wow.
They're just a really tall family, and she's a lovely, lovely girl, and then, of course, she went to LSU and met Kristen, so there's that Louisiana connection, which I always love, too. But I'm very non-athletic as far as doing anything, but also watching sports. I don't normally care about it. But it's cool when you have a horse in the race and you learn how, you know, this how the scoring works and just the sheer athleticism. Those girls had so much spirit. I just loved watching it.
How does the horse come into beach volleyball? Do they ride in on it or do they have to jump over it?
Well, it's kind of like the summer trifecta. Right. So there's equestrian and then beach volleyball and then they shoot stuff.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's like a triathlon.
Yes, exactly.
Horsalon.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it. What are you guys watching? What was the most exciting Olympic moments for you guys?
We've been doing a lot of the gymnastics stuff. Pretty much that.
Women's
gymnastics. I've been watching some weird stuff. Like I said, they have this thing called handball.
Yeah.
But all it is like out of water polo.
A low net?
It's almost like a soccer net.
Uh-huh.
And then the ball is, not as big as a volleyball, but, a little bit smaller.
Okay.
But it's pretty much a mosh pit of people, every time you rush in, it's like lacrosse without a thingy.
Okay, without and a
they just go in and they go to, they crush each other and they pick each other up. I mean, the women are more brutal than the men. The women go after each other.
Because we were, when we used to play handball, it was like racquetball without a racket, right?
Right.
Like you were in
one wall.
Box.
Yes.
And you would hit it up against the wall with just your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, this is totally different. It's like, seriously, like
water polo and
but
lacrosse
water.
Put together.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a little rugby in there, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That was interesting.
That one was a cool one. What else? Oh, track and field. We've really been enjoying that.
Oh my God, aren't they so beautiful to watch? They're just so poetic. Yes, but it's so poetic how beautiful.
Well, me and Lisa were like the one gal that from the U.S. that was, she got disqualified in Tokyo.
Yeah, right? Tokyo.
But she's got like this long, long hair, and then she rolls it up and she runs. And by the time she's done, it's like
a flag just waving behind her.
I'm like, I get that they want to look good or whatever.
Sure.
But it's like, doesn't that hold you back with all that hair?
I think it's wind resistance or something.
You would think. And then also, the gymnasts all have their nails done.
Yeah.
That seems very strange to me.
Maybe it helps them balance. Gives them a little more purchase on the balance beam.
I did see one thing that I thought was the cutest thing of just watching the Olympics. The girl from Brazil, who was like their number one girl,
she's beautiful.
She apparently on beam, she can't see at all. Like she wears really, really, really thick glasses, like us without contact.
Sure, Bunny Beeman, your sister Beeman.
Yeah, it'd be like my sister being on a beam. But she tried to put contacts in, and she didn't like to be able to see the beam, so she took them out because she wants to feel it, not see it.
Yeah,
so. When she did her routine, she sat down and she grabbed her glasses and then put them on and looked up at the scoreboard.
It was the best. Yeah.
I love that. Oh gosh, she's such a beautiful girl.
She went. She won the
silver. Yes.
No, she won the
gold.
Gold.
Oh.
On the floor, and then Simone Biles won silver, and Jordan Chiles won bronze. And when they did, she was standing on the podium and the two American girls bowed
to her.
Did the
bow down.
Oh, God.
Yeah, on the podium.
I know, that was probably the most classiest thing I've ever seen in the Olympics.
Like, she's been following Simone for years and years.
Yeah.
And she finally beat her, which is, Simone was just like, you're the new reigning champ, girl.
I love it.
You know, and stuff, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm done. I can
bow out. I was thinking of the overall, not on the individual events and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, that was so much fun to watch.
Well,
who was the dude gymnast? Because we got the gold for men's, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
For best overall or all around.
Yeah.
But one of them, I think, found out while he was maybe in trials for the Olympics, or maybe just he knew before they got there that his wife was pregnant.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that
because she brought the baby to the game, so I think he had to.
I think it was a. I was thinking it was a runner. but it could be mistaken. And
it could be. It absolutely could be.
Or maybe there's two people who have babies. I don't know. But
Snoop's been hanging out with both of them, so that's
Snoop. Did you know Snoop gets paid $500,000
a day?
I did hear that. But he's good for morale.
When can I become Snoop?
Well, I think we need to smoke more.
Seriously, I can be chill.
I seen something on the internet the other day. They go, when in what lifetime did you ever think Snoop would be a national treasure for the U.S.? You know, I'm like,
he's our spokes guy.
Yeah.
They were just like, ask Snoop to come. Let's pay him. He's like,
you know who I would have thought? I'd ask Ja Rule.
Ja Rule?
What's up, Ja? How do you feel about this?
How do you feel?
Where does he go? What's he doing nowadays?
Firefest.
Okay, he's mad.
Firefest 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then what else did I watch? Oh, we watched the pole vaulting.
Ooh.
That was interesting.
Ding.
Daryl goes. He goes. That is taller than our house.
The dude that caught his junk on it, and it cost him not to win a medal. I'm like, dude, you got a medal no matter what, buddy. You just became
that junk.
You just became very popular.
Yeah. Ding dong.
Your
dance card is full for the.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Okay, just a quick non-political opinion thing. Top of your head, mm-hmm. What did you think about the opening ceremonies?
We haven't watched it
yet. God damn it.
Yeah, we were in Evergreen.
That's right.
We have it taped, but we haven't watched it. I did hear it was cool with them coming in on the boats and everything.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I thought it was very stylish, whatever your politics and religion is. Mm-hmm. I really thought it was a beautiful display. Mostly the Marie Antoinette stuff and their beautiful castles, and they had every genre of musician, and they were all wonderful. They had hip hop and opera and metal. And
somebody said that Celine Dion was better than Lady Gaga. I don't know if
I didn't
true
see
not
her. I saw
okay.
Lady.
Okay.
But I will say this: Lady Gaga came down a whole flight of maybe 20 steep stairs in like 8-inch heels, and she nailed it.
Nice.
So, that in and of itself, even if she wasn't a great singer.
She just doesn't sing. She's like, I just did this. I don't even have to sing. Bye.
That should be an Olympic event.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really creative how they did the flame this year. You know, in the balloon. I mean, that goes with the theme and everything. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Me too.
Rather than just having the open flame stuff. I liked that.
Really? Yeah. So good on them for taking it seriously and doing a beautiful job. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fight about anything.
This time, we have not seen the closing ceremonies.
No.
It will be closed by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
So
that's
this is
good.
Old news, but
hopefully everybody's fine.
Yeah, and everybody won all kinds of medals, and life is good. And
I don't remember being this excited about Olympics for a long time.
Well, it was really hard to be excited about the last one because there wasn't
any fans there. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you didn't have that built up energy and electricity. And
it just wasn't
static
the same.
Electricity.
Right.
And then the Winter Olympics are 2026?
I think, it's every 2 years now.
Right,
so.
Right.
That's when I get excited.
Yeah, you like the winter ones.
Yeah,
like,
I love the winter ones.
I wanted to watch a little bit more trampolining, but that's not primetime stuff.
No.
Dude, so the new thing was breakdancing.
Have you
seen no breakdancing at all?
It must not be out yet, because I've been looking out a little bit.
Okay, let me know if you find it, because I want to see that.
I want to see it, too.
Yeah.
I want to see...
We did see the skateboarding. It was like a 12-year-old.
No.
They were all so little.
I know.
That's the thing I found exciting. So the BMXing, the BMX biking.
Oh.
France won first, second, and third. It was so cool.
French numbers.
So I mean, the race was set up. The guy from the U.S. was pretty much favored. He's pretty good, but and I mean, it was something to see. And that hasn't happened. That a team has won back to back to back medals for quite a bit.
Like they took over the whole platform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah,
for sure.
And none of them were mad about which national anthem they played.
That's right.
Yeah, they were all just like, cool.
They're like, hey, good job, French.
You are good. We job. Like,
wee, Debbie, I know this song, eh?
Okay, that's our intro. We will come back with our number one game.
Oh, we shall be back.
Wee.
Clever.
Alrighty, guys, we're back. The Bad Witch has developed a new game that she's going to try out today. And, you know, everybody loves when we have the game night. So I'm going to turn the mic over to her. And what do you got for us?
Well, in the spirit of the Olympics and everybody wanting to be number one, right? You want a gold medal. What if I ask you guys who you think were number one in some different things and you tell me who you think it was?
Ben.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
is this going to just be a random one? Are we keeping score?
You tell me.
How do you? I don't understand how there could be a scoring system.
That's true. Only if what if you get it right?
It sounds like an opinion game.
No.
No, there is an answer.
There's an actual answer.
But okay.
I know you guys aren't very competitive, so if you don't want to keep score, we don't have to keep score.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
we'll keep our
good.
Pants on.
I'll let you know who wins. No, just kidding. All right. Do you guys know? I'm going to start. We'll go Shelly, Daryl, then Daryl, Shelly.
Okay.
But it's okay if I turn my Google on when you're talking.
Put it down. Sit on your phones.
It's right there. All right. Oh, they're right here.
Fonzie.
Fonzie.
What is the number one streamed show on a streaming channel?
Of any genre?
Any genre.
Netflix?
It's just the number one. No, not the actual show.
The number one show.
Baby Reindeer.
Ooh. I'm going to say,
I know
Wednesday.
No.
Okay.
Tiger King.
No.
Oh, God, that's a great one.
It was
one.
All good ones. It's like as of right now, I guess I should say. Should we say, you guys can guess again. As of right now, if you looked up 2024 August best streamed show.
Okay, so not of all times,
not
but
of
this
all times.
Week.
But right,
yes.
Right,
this
right
week.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, shit.
Mm.
And it could be like Friends because that's on right now, but it's not.
Okay.
Or whatever.
But it could be a syndicated show.
It wouldn't be the Tiger
show.
King because it's not prevalent.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. Yeah.
So 2022.
No, it's 2020.
2020.
Yeah. Is it a true crime show? Is it a documentary?
Neither, no.
Is it a comedy?
Is it bigger than a Brit?
Does it start with an A, with a B, with a C, with a D?
Does it rhyme with...
Are the actors male,
okay,
female,
I'm
male,
thinking, can you give us what network it's on?
I could if I knew.
Have you watched it?
I have not.
Do you want to?
Yes, sort of. How about if I said...
rhymes with...
It's a prequel to another show.
The Jinx Part 2.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
It's not.
Oh, wait! It's about dude that killed his wife.
It's not that true. Crime. Both of you.
Oh,
did you listen
stupid.
To what I say?
God, Daryl.
I said the guy that fed his wife. Damn it!
Jeez, I'm sorry. How long do we have on these?
Should they be timed?
It's our show.
Hints.
Okay,
it's
more
prequel.
Hints. It's a prequel.
Is it in a franchise like Star Wars?
Sort of. Not as big as Star Wars, but big.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
No.
Damn it.
That's a good guess.
But that wouldn't be a prequel. That's a...
After a sequel.
Yeah,
sequel.
I understand, but I was reaching.
Yeah, and I would... Shelley watched the other one. I don't think she's watched this prequel. She watched the first one of the series. Daryl has not watched anything to my chagrin and to his...
demise.
Yeah.
Dead to Me, Firefly Lane.
No.
Gilmore Girls.
No.
Dead Like Me.
No.
I give up.
Hazel. Breaking Bad. No.
No. Okay. It's House of Dragons.
Oh,
House of Dragons.
Yes,
that's the prequel to Game of Thrones.
Why aren't we watching that right now?
Why aren't you watching it? You loved Game of Thrones.
I love Game of Thrones. I love wine.
I like that dude's hair is
intrigue.
All beautiful and
do you
stuff.
Like
yeah.
People. I yeah. love the doggy
Remember,
style
I,
season.
I told you I started watching that, and I'm like, I can't do this because I got a dude head. No, yeah, okay. It was crazy. Okay,
what is right now the number one show in America?
Kids Say the Darnest.
Not streamed, like on regular network television.
Oh. The Olympics.
No.
Modern Family.
I guess, gosh, you guys, then this sounds bad. That's like, okay, let me just tell you. If you look up number one show right now, but it's not actually playing right now, which is actually kind of funny.
But it
gets the most revenue of all the TV shows all the time.
Dateline.
Close.
Friends.
No.
It's 2020.
No.
Is it news-based?
No.
Would Al Roker watch it?
Yes.
Oh, so it's a, like a daily thing, like The Morning Show?
No.
Mm. The View?
That's good, because that's the number one morning show.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
Good for you off. On that one. This is nightly.
Mm.
But it's not on right now. It won't be until September.
Mm. Oh, because it's a, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is it one of the, with letters in it?
Yes.
Like NCIS, CSI? No.
It does have letters in the name.
Are there vowels in
giving it away?
Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Dag nabbit.
Okay. What is the longest running show ever on television?
MASH.
Shelley?
Saturday Night Live. 50 years.
No, this is, I guess that would be more of a, The Simpsons.
I was going to say The Simpsons.
Yeah, they're like 30 years,
it
right?
It has been on since 1989.
Oh, wow. God, it's so good.
The first time although, now that you say that about
that's
Saturday
been on since
the
70s. Yeah.
Yeah, but I looked these up. Blame Google.
We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so mad at the Goog.
You should be. Who is the number one podcaster?
Us.
Yes.
And, Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was. Uh-huh. Okay, so, yeah, just gross. I don't like him.
No, I love that people get to say what they want. Freedom of speech is my number one thing.
Not agreed, yeah. But I just don't find it that interesting.
Yeah, you don't have to like it.
Nope. And he make it a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
Other people like it, apparently.
Yeah, and he's above Howard Stern, and I'm like, how the...
He's above it, Smartless and
yeah,
Armchair.
Smartless, I would, like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Armchair Expert the thing is about, a good mm-hmm. one.
The thing about Joe Rogan that drives me crazy mm-hmm. is he has his guests, but he's always got to be the
loudest,
the last word of it. You know, he can have somebody on there that has all the knowledge of everything, but uh-huh. he's still going to know a little bit more than you know about yourself, and that's what drives me crazy about
nobody
him.
Nobody likes a know-it-all, know-nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They exist. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that being said, which podcast show is the only one that's ranked in the top 5 in both Apple and Spotify?
Oh. My Favorite Murder.
Shameless?
Shameless.
Smartless.
It's a new one. Smartless, yeah. Shameless is a new one. Good Witch, Bad Witch. Things that rhyme with, I don't...
Shelley was closer. It's actually Crime Junkies.
Oh.
Which is crazy because it sucks.
Yeah, I don't really enjoy it, but it's been around the longest.
It has
Is that the one with the two girls?
Yeah.
That you guys love so much, and they're like, and they never fact checks you?
Yeah, well, we've heard that.
They've gotten some trouble, but I think they've redeemed themselves. I just don't like their style.
Yeah, and they're...
But do they have a Best News Award?
Well, I wonder if it helps people's numbers when they have a network, because they have a network now, and like, they all have networks.
Yeah, I don't understand all that stuff. I wish that I was more savvy to the podcasting stuff.
Well, one
stuff,
day when we have time and we retire, we can make our own
there
network.
There you go. If I was Ashley Flowers and nothing else to do, then I would make a network, and I would call it, I am the mayor.
I'm your mayor.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm your mayor. It's like, I'm your daddy, but I'm your mayor.
Same pass out feeling. Ooh, who's coming to the mayor's dinner? All right.
Mammy?
As your mayor, I'm going to interview celebrity guests all the time.
All right. Who is the richest actor as of 2024?
Denzel Washington.
Leonardo DiCaprio's. No, wait. Or is it Tom? Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah. What if it was Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, and Tom Selleck, and they all were in a room together, and then you got to kiss them all, because you were on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yes, no.
Nope.
It is Jerry Seinfeld, who is worth about $1 billion right now.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
He must have invested in
that silly little, we're going to drive around and talk coffee talk.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're going to talk.
That's not how he sounds. What is the deal with Daryl's impersonation?
Why are you always putting me down, Charles?
That sounds like Bill Clinton. The first one was better.
I did not have sex with Jerry Seinfeld.
For $1 million.
Billion.
Okay. Okay.
Who as... Okay. 2023, who was the highest paid actor? Not the richest, the highest paid.
Just in the year 2023?
Yes.
Oh, what do you think, Dee?
I'm trying to think of what movies came out and why they would have been the highest paid.
I'm going
to
say one of the Ryans. Ryan Reynolds.
Who's the other Ryan? Gosling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
They both still are in Marvel together, movies.
They probably make more than
Ryan Squared.
I'm still thinking Leonardo DiCaprio because he's up there.
Yeah, he makes a lot of cash.
He does make a lot of cash.
It is, in 2023, it was Adam Sandler. With
Shelley's favorite.
$73 million.
I'll be jiggered.
What did he do in 2023?
Well, he owns
That's right. The Price is Right and all that. Okay, so that's how you do it.
And then he has his own stuff, too.
Yeah, he's got...
Why do you say this like this is common knowledge? This is groundbreaking.
If you watch Price is Right, you would know.
If I watched Price is Right, I would see somebody's tube top come off.
All the credits end with Adam Sandler's this, that, yeah.
Haven't stayed home sick from school.
Get yourself a ginger ale, some crackers, and sit down. We're going to have some fun.
Sorry, I interrupted.
He was dethroned in 2024 by another actor.
What's this?
Adam Sandler was dethroned. Okay. And now the highest paid actor 2024 is...
Who owns Wheel of Fortune?
Patch Sajak.
I love that guy.
He's an actor.
2024 is the year of the blank. Hugh Jackman.
You just want to go with Wolverines.
I really like that guy.
She's like that
he's
area.
Musical. He's action. He's older. He's comedic.
He's handsome.
Gosh, this is tough. These are good questions. They're very tough.
Adam Sandler.
Gosh, I know. I'm thinking something with Leonardo DiCaprio.
He really wants it.
Yeah. He does. I'm so sorry, Jack. That's Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Get it? It wasn't him.
Okay.
It is Dwayne Johnson. The Rock.
Yeah. All right.
I can smell what he's making.
Yeah. Sure. He's making $87.3 million. In 2024 already.
Well, because he owns that football league now, too. Well,
and The Price is Right.
No. That's Adam Sandler.
Football league.
He sold it to The Rock.
I see.
No,
that is quite a transition.
Nope. What is the number one movie of all time?
Of all time.
Of all time.
The highest grossing film of all time.
Yes.
Wizard of Oz.
Is it one of those ones?
Titanic.
No.
But that same guy that did Titanic, Avatar?
James Cameron.
I think Avatar may have been in the top five. It may have even been second. I don't remember. But it's not number one.
A Star is Born?
Number one. with $2.8 billion, it was Avengers Endgame.
Can you believe that?
That's silly.
I don't, a lot of people like Marvel.
You were kind of working that area for a while.
That's right. Ryan and the Avengers.
Yeah. I like Deadpool. Iron Man. Who's your favorite superhero?
Captain America.
He's handsome.
Really?
Well, he's just so patriotic.
I think Deadpool because I like his smart-assness.
Yeah.
But I also love Iron Man. I love the Iron Man stuff. But one of the best ones, I guess you can get so many, you still need to watch all the early Spider-Mans because they were really good.
They were good.
I think I've seen the first one, but that's it.
Yeah. I just saw one that had all the Spider-Mans in it, and I was like, this is confusing. But it was great. Wonder Woman is kind of kick-ass, too.
Oh, no, yeah, she is.
She is the most beautiful
the original.
On the Earth.
Gal Gadot, get out of here.
She's gorgeous.
Hubba, hubba.
I just, couldn't stop just staring at her. I was like, how did God make such a beautiful creature? It's just crazy.
And I think she's really nice, too.
Both the gals were very gorgeous ladies.
Well, yeah, no, Linda, whatever.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Yep. Okay. Who is the most decorated Olympian?
Simone Biles.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, it was Michael he's a swimmer Phelps. Guy. She has 28 medals over 5 Olympics.
Wow.
23 gold, 3 silver, and 2 bronze.
You know what really impressed me? Is if he jumped into the pool with all those and swam.
It was super high.
Yeah, see, yeah.
You'd be like, all right, impress I'm going to go for that. It, guys.
Let's see if you can beat me with that.
And Snoop's right there. You can do it for shizzle, my nizzle.
Yeah, Snoop's on the other end of the pool going.
If you make it to the other end, I got this.
My sponsor is Willie Nelson.
Okay, this is my last one, I think. Wait, hold on. Did I write more? I did not. Who is the richest Olympian?
Oh.
Caitlyn Jenner.
That's who I was just going to guess. Oh, that's really interesting. So many sponsorships.
Well, not only that, but you would think that they made a lot for keeping the Kardashians or keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that they didn't make as much money as Ryan Seacrest did on that whole thing.
Oh.
You know, he's the one who developed
produced
that
it?
Show.
No.
The Crest has always got his toe in everything.
He does.
Those Ryans are savvy business people.
Yes, it is not Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
Mary Lou Retton.
No.
No, she actually is broke.
No.
Yeah.
Well, come here, let me give you a hug. Really bad. She was really sick.
Yeah, she was sick. They had a GoFundMe for her.
Uh-huh.
You know what we need to do is watch all the Dancing with the Stars with Olympians in them.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Okay. Top
but the richest
Olympian.
One.
Yep.
Who was really smart with their money? Is Greg Louganis rolling in like Scrooge McDuck money?
No, he doesn't have any doubloons at all.
No.
Oh, dear.
I mean, he might have some money. But
yeah.
This person's really, really rich. And
lots of sponsorships? Were they in a lot of commercials?
Yeah, he's an older gentleman, as I told you. Lewis? It was a he.
Uh-huh. We caught on to your hint.
And he's older than us now. And
was he a runner?
Well, he ran up and down the court.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Michael
Jordan. Think of those shoes.
Yeah, Lisa, you had tricked us.
I did. He was in the Olympics, so twice.
He sure was.
Yeah, so he
sure was.
Did they win gold twice the times that they were in? That's back when they were totally badass and kicking everybody.
I would assume so. I don't know the answer to that. But
I don't think it was fair that they had animated people on their team.
Animated?
It was on the Space Jam team.
Yeah, they had.
That's not fair.
Nope.
Allie, you
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs could like.
He's like he dressed up like a lady, and that.
It threw him off. It threw him.
That's not
but,
fair.
But you know, they're like, wait a minute.
The lady on the men's team.
Well, there's no trans basketball players. No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
so.
that's they should have been disqualified.
Bugs.
Oh, yeah. Bugs. How dare you?
That wascally rabbit. Right.
Seriously, that I am disqualifying them all. Okay, you guys, we will be back. That's the end.
That was a fun game, Lisa.
Shelly won because she got two right. You got one right. One white? No, you got Michael Jordan right.
Thank you. We tied.
You tied. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I shake hands over the net.
Yeah. Perfect. Oh, that was them shaking. We'll be back with what you're talking about.
Whee!
One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh, yeah. All right. Don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh, yeah. All right. Don't stop the dancing. We're gonna celebrate, oh yeah, alright. Don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate, oh yeah. One more time. If one guy throws the switch, we all die. Nothing we can do.
Welcome back to What You Talking About, which is what we talk about, which is whatever we want to talk about, which it means Daryl goes
first. Witchy-woo. Guys, I have some good news.
Yeah?
Yay.
I finally used my air fryer.
Oh my gosh. Tell us all about it. It is the never-ending saga of the air fryer.
I know. It's. I'm taking this to the third show, but I didn't give an update because Lisa was not feeling good, so I didn't get to use it the last time I told him that I bought it.
Right.
I bought this sucker. Oh my God. I am so impressed by it. I mean, we did some chicken wings, probably the best chicken wings I've ever made. Mm-hmm. They were incredible, nice, crispy, everything. Kind of a job to get it done, but it was fun. And our next adventure, I think we're going to try doing some beef jerky.
Ooh.
Because it's a dehydrator.
I had to laugh the other night. Daryl's like, should we put it in the air fryer? No, I don't want to get it dirty.
Oh, no.
That's what he said.
Well, it was funny. She got home from work. It was later and all that. I mean, sometimes we just don't have time to cook. And I had a pizza.
It was a frozen pizza, yeah.
Yeah, you know, a little frozen, you know, tombstone or something stupid like that. And I go, should I put it in here? And she's like, well, it's all cleaned up. Just throw it in that damn gas.
No, that's not what happened at all.
No, I said that.
he said.
Some people fight about finances. Some people fight about infidelity. Some people fight about air fryers.
Air fryers.
It's just, he, we like, didn't even fight. Threw it on me when it wasn't.
Well, I go, should I throw it in there? She's like, do what you want to do. And I go, oh, but it's so clean. I said, I'm just going to. So I fired up the old oven.
And I was like, okay.
We got this to save on the gas. No, but it was all good. But it did. It really, I'm impressed by it. I can't wait to start doing more recipes and stuff like that. And it's so quiet and just, you know.
It has pretty lights and
it lights up.
And,
like,
and the flavors are good.
Oh, yeah.
We've only had the chicken wings so far, but they were very, very crispy.
Chicken wings can be very finicky.
Yeah, they were really good.
And you can either get them rock, like they're, oh, shit, too tough and stuff. Uh-huh. But no,
the skin was crispy.
Crunchy nice on the crispy outside, skin tender just, on the inside.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so good.
And they were smoking.
That is fascinating.
But yeah, so there's my final installment until I cook a pie or something weird. Or I do my rotisserie.
I cook a pie. How was your air fried pie?
Never Delicious. Say never.
You never know. Or until I do my rotisserie chicken. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
But that is fantastic. I'm until so next week, hang on tight for the next installment of Daryl's Air Fryer Song.
And that's which your man which is talking about.
Okay, Shelley.
Thanks. Hey, I have an animal which you're talking about this week, and it's an interesting animal trivia, if you will, but what sold me on it were the pictures. So let me tell you what's happening.
The glass frog.
No, damn although it, that was fascinating. Too. That was really good. If you didn't hear last week's episode, seriously, the glass frog thing, worth the price Crazy. Of admission. But this is about the fruit bat migration, y'all. Mm. Mm-hmm. So between October and December each year, about 10 to blank, a million fruit bats.
10 to more than 10?
descend into a tiny patch of evergreen swamp forest in Kasanga National Park in northern Zambia from the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. They are giant fruit bats, also known as flying foxes, with straw-colored bodies the size of puppies and wings that span almost 3 feet. These bats are one of the most important migratory animals when it comes to regenerating the forests of Africa. Each will feast on around 2 kilograms of fruit nightly. That's a lot of fruit, y'all. Mm-hmm. Collectively adding up to around 60,000 tons of fruit. The bats then head off on their long migratory path, spreading seeds by dropping their feces. That's poop, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
It's science. Mm-hmm. Assisting with the growth and ultimately the regeneration of the land. Mm-hmm. So, while fascinating, I got to show you guys the pictures because these bats, their wingspan, huge.
Yeah.
Their color, huge. Little puppy bellies. Aww. I have one spread out laying on his back that looks exactly like Linus with wings.
What?
Yes. So
they are cool.
Fruit bat migration. Thanks for planting trees with your poop, guys.
I want a fruit bat.
I'm doing they're my cool. part.
Can you have them as pets?
No, they're I too wouldn't. Big.
Okay.
Yeah. They're Where are you going to put it?
In my fruit
I don't need any more trees in this yard.
That's what I'm talking about. What about you, Lise?
I can't wait to see the pictures.
So cute.
So mine is a local story. I saw this on Arvada Neighbors. Now, Arvada is where Shelley lives. It's a little town, it's where my shop is. If you guys are from
Colorado.
Congo. or Nigeria or Vietnam, one of our other places that and stuff. We're in Colorado, and it's a city called Arvada that we are all from. Daryl and I do not live there anymore. Anyway, so hold on, let me get the article so I can read it.
Sure.
Yeah.
She got us all fired up.
I got you all fired up.
So if you guys don't follow us on the Facebook group, it's Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast group.
Yeah.
Every Monday, I get analytics and data of who is listening across the globe. Like, we can see it on a map. And then also it'll say what's going up and what's going down. So when Lisa says that people in the Congo are listening to us, she's not joking.
Yeah, in Kuwait.
Kuwait is another big one. Yeah. So this woman wrote on Arvada Neighbors, our elderly neighbor passed out this morning and was found on her rocks while pulling weeds. Shout out to the neighborhood hero at the Arvada Fire Department, the responders who got here under a minute and helped her. They put her in an ambulance, and then they went and finished and pulled all the rest of her weeds.
I saw Come that on. Story. Isn't that beautiful?
It's so cute, and there's little pictures.
The world Kudos. Needs more stories like that.
I thought so, too. So apparently she's okay and everything. It's kind of funny because a lot of people were like, that's how I met Miss Ellie or whatever her name was and stuff, because she needed help with yard work and this and that and stuff. And yeah, she has like this big, big rock garden, and it shows the picture of both of the Arvada firefighters pulling all her weeds in her front yard. So.
I love that.
Next time you're out and about, hug a fireman.
Yes. Well, ask him first and then well, do it, because they may just spray water on you.
What calendar you on?
Yeah, exactly. I just thought that was endearing and adorable.
I love those good times. They're good feel stories like that. Yeah,
that
we need more of that these days, guys.
That makes me happier than a fruit bat.
Happy! Yay!
Beer.
Cheers to the Arvada Fire Department.
We'll be back with WoW.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man witch. Oh, yeah. We're gonna wow you. We're gonna wow you. It's time to wow you. Me and the gals, wows, wows. Wow.
You've used that one before.
I upgraded it a little.
And you throw in the gals. I guess we can be on the show too.
Yeah,
what sucked was when I popped myself, I knocked myself right in the air.
I saw you pop yourself pretty hard.
I think there was a podcasting injury in the making. That's going to leave a mark.
I'm going to need some insurance.
Yeah,
perfect. Alrighty, guys. Well, it's that wow time. And, of course, you know, we don't have to explain it, so you guys all know what it is. So I am going to turn it over. Let's have Lisa start out, because I like your mysterious ones.
Ooh, thank you.
Yours ones always kind of like make me think, what's going to happen? So
mysterious.
So mysterious. Also a perfect downer this week. Lisa started out with something perfect.
So, hi. My well of wisdom is animals, and we are doing a show about number ones, right? Because one is the loneliest number.
But now who does number two work for?
Right. So what kind of dog, the brand, what do they call it?
Breed.
Thank you. Brand. Brain tumor. what kind of breed is the winningest dog of the Westminster Kennel Club?
Ooh, great question.
What's that one that's on the Caesar's dog thingy?
Oh, a Westie.
A Westie.
Yeah, Westshire Terrier.
Yes, a Westie Terrier. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. No, the Wire Fox Terrier is the winningest dog breed at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, having won Best in Show title 15 times since 1907. The Scottish Terrier is the second most successful breed with 8 wins.
When's
Terriers
the last time
are
you
so
won?
Cute.
The when, last time, I don't know. The last
and
time
he said,
wire
don't
terrier?
Call it a comeback.
It didn't say that.
What kind of terrier is Toto from Wizard of Oz?
That's a Karen Terrier.
Oh, Karen Terrier. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't Deb have a Karen? Did she have a Karen Terrier?
It was a Westie.
No. Sure, was a Westie. Yeah, I like those, yeah.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
That's a great number one.
Thank you.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys ever see the movie Best in Show?
Yeah, it was cute.
So good.
Yes. It has a lot of famous people
Jane
in it.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, and Catherine O'Hara.
Yes.
No, there was some good people in that
one. Yeah, I want to watch that again.
Let's do it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just get in our comfies and go watch that show.
Midnight?
Go Terriers. I'm not drunk yet.
Okay, cool.
No, yeah.
You so only spend the night when you're drunk.
No, I really do like in the summer a nice cool basement at my mom's house.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
You can sleep right there on the couch.
Yeah, just make Linus.
The only drawback is spider bites.
Oh,
I've got spider bites.
Yeah.
But Lisa, that was a great well of wisdom.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Oh, it's been very cool upstairs.
Do you want to be the ender and sandwich it? You want me in the middle?
I want you to do your true crime, because mine's going to kind of follow, because I have an up-to-date true crime that's music related.
Perfect. It's all going to blend together like we're weaving it on a loom.
That's
yes, I like it.
Okay, guys. True crime rule number 34. Hey, quit being shitty parents.
Yeah.
We may have visited this before. I think it's worth revisiting. So, Brian Laundrie, remember him, the Gabby Petito guy?
Yes.
Killed his fiance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's like, hey, that trip didn't work out the way I planned. I think I'm going to go camping for an indefinite amount of time while you guys look for my girlfriend. And his parents were like, that's cool. We'll tell everybody you went camping. Mm-hmm. And his or Gabby's parents weren't answering. They would call Landry's parents, and they weren't answering. And they just, like, stayed off the map. And to be fair for them, I think it'd be terrible to be a parent of any, obviously, victim or predator. But they were like, our lawyer told us not to say anything, so we didn't say anything. But in any case, you're shitty. Quit it. Be helpful. And then the other ones, and this is very current. This is going on right now. I think one of the trials just ended. Maybe they both just ended. But you guys familiar with the Crumblies? The Crumblies, James and Jennifer, are the delightful young parents that bought their 15-year-old a handgun who just went and shot up everybody at school.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
Four kids are dead, and they are they have the dubious honor of being the first parents to be convicted of crimes assisting
accessory
to those deaths. Exactly. Yeah. So that kid, he was 15. His name is Ethan. He got life in prison without parole. And they got charged of and convicted of four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Good.
Yeah. So they just lost all kinds of red flags. They bought him the gun. They took him out shooting, I believe, but he had had obvious signs of distress that mm-hmm. brought to the attention of the school counselor that called them. The mom at the time was having sex with her boyfriend in the parking lot.
As you do.
Couldn't be bothered.
No.
And could you call my husband about this? I'm kind of mid-gas. And the husband, I guess they both had drinking problems, et cetera, et cetera. But pay attention to your damn kids. And, you know, some kids need more help than others. I can't say one way or the other that this kid could have been helped, but try.
Yeah.
Just try. I cannot think of one thing more important than going to school when your school counselor says this kid needs help.
Yeah. Right.
And so anyway, the 911 call is pretty chilling, where the dad called and said, there's a shooting at my kid's school and the gun is missing.
Yeah, he knew.
Oh my.
So anyway, be better parents.
Yeah.
And that's my true crime rule.
Be better. Yeah.
Be better everything.
Be better parents. But if you know you've got a kid that's got a little bit of distraught problems, this and that, lock your guns up and don't buy him a gun.
Absolutely.
You know, or, you know, I'm sorry, you know, the guns are, you know, they've been around for whatever. But seriously, if you know you have a kid in the house that may have a problem or he's been picked on at school, this and that, that's your warning sign right there.
That's
lock
the main
your
point.
Shit up.
Absolutely. And there wasn't a safety, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't. It was a huge lapse in judgment. And I think the most famous part of the case is the text exchange between mother and son, where he was like, oh, yeah, they, you know, he was shopping online on his phone at school for ammunition. And she's like, oh, honey, LOL, don't get caught.
Oh, God.
So it just looks like enabling and whatever. Yeah. So it's like, you don't be the cool parent. Nobody likes you.
No.
So anyway, it's tragic all the way around. And of course, those four kids can never be recovered. But maybe this is a groundbreaking beginning to make people look at warning signs a little bit differently and pay more attention to their kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, anyway, take us out of the bummer, Daryl.
Well, and just one more thing I want that's crazy enough in this world. They are thinking about having a machine in grocery stores to mm-hmm. sell ammo.
What?
Have you not heard that?
Without a background check or anything?
You can. They're starting to...
Lotto tickets?
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to need some 22s. Click. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if you have to use your credit card, it probably can do an automatic background check.
Yeah, maybe.
Which you hope that it would lock it up, you know, and be like, no.
Yeah, like you've already passed a background check.
This cuckoo pants was just down the street and bought, you know, how much money with the ammo. But
the thing is, though, we're getting probably way too deep into this. But the thing is that with the internet today, you can buy anything you want at any time you want.
Oh, you can,
right.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad. I mean, if you want to do what you're going to do, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
But if you have better parents, going back to that,
mm-hmm.
who love and coddle, you know, not coddle, but, you know, do their job
just
for
pay
the most
attention.
Part, you know, that you can cut down on the crazy.
Right, and quit trying to be their damn friends.
Yeah.
They've got enough friends.
Exactly.
Well, if they're
don't.
Not an a-hole.
Yeah, and if
but
they
I
don't,
do like
then...
that thought of the vending machine, because then you can also get a Yoo-Hoo at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, and a Pepsi.
And this licorice.
That's right.
And a bouncy ball.
That's my wow.
Good, good. My wow this week is it's a crazy one, and that's why I said it's kind of a true crime thing that's going to go with it, with shells. But rapper Eazy-E's family has reopened a case in the death of the late rapper and are now looking at Suge Knight as one of the culprits that may have killed Eazy-E.
Oh.
But I thought Eazy died of AIDS.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Suge Knight as one of the is one of the ones who have infected him with the HIV disease by a needle with a positive HIV blood. And the thing is, he even told the story and laughed about it on Jimmy Kimmel Live back in 2003. Well, people weren't taking it too serious. Now they're going back. They've had a few people going, you know, Eazy was fine. He did have a confrontation where he went to meet up with Suge Knight, and Suge Knight wanted him to release Dr. Dre from all his
business obligations.
Because Eazy had Dr. Dre sign a thing saying, what's the
no-compete contract.
Like a no-compete thing. So sure. he had him for 3-4 years.
Uh-huh.
So he went to, you know, Suge had him come in, and they're saying now that that's when he stuck him with a needle.
Oh my God!
And so, he's on Jimmy Kimmel. You can Google and see the whole interview that Suge Knight does, and seems to calm and cocky about it and laughing.
Can
they? Because he calls it. He goes, "There's a thing." He goes, "You don't shoot people anymore. You just stick them with a needle."
Wow!
And he goes, "It's called the Eazy-E death."
Would there be any way to trace it? Is he exhumable or cremated? Or
no, they
already knew he died of AIDS, so I guess it. But yeah. How did he get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Is Suge Knight still in jail?
Yeah, he's in prison.
So it's like forever. Or?
I think he's there for quite some time because Snoop makes fun of him all the time.
Okay.
So I don't think he's getting out of time.
Do you think Snoop's in trouble? Snoop's national treasure.
No, I think Snoop's fine. I think Snoop's like, I make $500,000 a day right now. When I get back to the U.S., nobody's even going to see me anymore because I'm going to live in a, yeah.
Oh, he'll be
high on a hill.
But that's kind of crazy because, like I said, back in 2003, he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was laughing about it. And you could tell Jimmy Kimmel kind of was like, oh. But it was funny when Suge Knight came on the show, Jimmy Kimmel was wearing a bulletproof vest.
Oh, my God.
That's chilling. It's dark humor, but yes.
But no, and it is sad, you know, because, you know, just because you don't like, you don't take somebody else's life, you know, same way. And in what a weird way. But yeah, the interview will make you kind of cringe just to see him. He's sitting back. He's got his feet up on a table, and he's smoking a cigar, and he's laughing. He goes, it's that Eazy-E death.
Wow.
And so, I mean, just kind of chilling. And everybody knows.
I don't like it.
Anybody that knows me, Eazy-E was one of my most favorite artists and rappers. But yeah, just kind of, you know, why?
I'm so sorry.
No, you go.
Suge Knight is eligible for parole in 2034.
Okay.
Gosh.
How old will he be by then? And thank you for doing that. I love
it. Yes, me too. Fact checker.
Thank you. He is serving a 28-year prison sentence. What's his net worth? It doesn't matter. He's in jail. He has, doesn't really say.
I think the cool thing about it is, you know, he owned Death Row Records, and now Snoop owns it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He just seems like one of those people that is never going to be rehabilitated. He seems very, very dangerous. I'm worried. Yeah.
So Suge is 59 years old right now. Okay. He's not eligible for parole for
10 years.
10 years, so he'll be almost 70.
Yeah.
If he gets parole, then.
Yeah, they won't parole him. He'll screw up. He'll do something.
Well, you would hope so.
You just hope maybe somebody in there will be like, oh, so you think it's funny to stab people, shoot people with a needle? Maybe somebody in there will be like, karma's a bitch. Guess what, dude? Click.
Right.
But
yikes. Well,
there you go.
But
after all that, because that was all kind of heavy, yeah. I think you should lead us out with some chicken stuff.
Uh-oh.
It's happy times. Can you give us a chicken song? Another one rides the best. Did
yeah,
I get it?
Woo! Good job. Shells is on it, man. She knows
you. You're a good chicken squeezer.
You know your chicken voices.
Oh, my God.
Chicken squeezer. I don't choke my chicken. I just squeeze it.
So he says.
So you, listeners, if you're listening to this all the way to the end of the show, you're not a Patreon member. Why is that? Why won't she help support us?
We wonder.
We just wonder. It's only $5, and I know you're going to Starbucks tomorrow on your way to work. Can you just not do that for one day? How about that?
It would be really
helpful.
Am I being
kind of bitchy? I actually just realized I was being kind of bitchy.
Kind of aggressive.
I was.
But we really appreciate it, and it would be very helpful to us. The money always goes towards a good cause, like celebrations and business
this
operations.
Area here? Yeah. Work? Yeah.
Yes. So it is helpful and a great deal.
Because I knew you.
I know
have
you.
Been changed for good.
It's also a good ego stroker. Yeah. You know, you like us. You really like
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
It's nice. Right. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to our website. Go join the face group. Face group.
Book. Join the face group.
We just have a new thing. It's called Face Group.
Yeah,
Instagram.
That's right.
Yes,
you see
cool.
different things on Instagram than you do on Facebook. Because you know why?
Why?
Because we have two different people running them.
That's right. And it's so great. We
and
really appreciate
you.
Sometimes
we steal from each other. Sometimes we don't.
But sometimes.
And it's okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. Amanda and Paul do a great job.
Yeah.
Are we on the TikTok?
We are not.
We're not
no,
on the TikTok.
We gotta find
no.
a TikTok.
Does somebody know how to TikTok?
TikTok, tickety-too.
Yeah, if you can know how to TikTok, TikTok us.
Yeah, exactly.
And
but if you need bite-sized pieces, go and YouTube. Check out some of our YouTube bits. Right. They're really cute. And, you know, maybe send a friend. We have a really cute preview on there. It's only like 90 seconds or something. And it's a kind of a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make a friend join.
Yeah.
Do that.
Oh, yeah,
be a bully.
Or a little commercial that Mr.
Make a friend join.
Get on it. You're going
to
like it.
Listen to this podcast.
And when you're done with that, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay witchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.